All right, any questions? Are we getting it? Or is it flying over our heads?
A lot to get.
The mundaneness of the ordinary is the greatest refraction of the glory of God. That sounds like a mouthful, but what it comes down to is a couple of fishermen are going off to pray, and they run into a lame beggar, and they say, "Silver and gold have I none," and it flips the town upside down. That's what we're talking about here. Ordinary people. Who is it? Jim Durkin. Jim Durkin came here. He preached two sermons. Which one did I preach last time? Okay, let's go to this one. God uses ordinary people. And he talked about how Abraham, basically an ordinary guy, just submitted to God. How David, just an ordinary shepherd, submitted to God. How all these different guys, just ordinary people, submitted to God. We live in a culture where we like to glorify the stars. So you look at the political conventions, and who goes up to speak? The experts of the day? Oh, no. Stars. Hollywood. You know? We get a guy that can pitch really good, and he gets saved. Guess what? He starts writing books. He starts talking to all these Christian groups. Whether he has an ounce of spiritual depth or not, doesn't matter. He's a star. Well, let me tell you something. In God's eyes, we're stars. Because it's in the mundaneness of the ordinariness of us that gives glory to God. Amen. Who's he going to get more glory from? Some guy who's a fantastic public speaker getting up there and giving a great testimony and 2,000, 3,000 people getting saved? Or somebody who can just barely put a sentence together and just gives his testimony? You know, at Men's Challenge, for months, we always do our program where we have a devotional. Just some scripture. Just trying to get the Word of God in their hearts. And it has a degree of effectiveness. But twice so far, we had different guys go up there and just give their testimonies. And people have gotten saved. Something about the testimony. Something about the Word of your testimony takes that stuff that spiritually, a lot of times, it flies over their heads because they're spiritually appraised. They don't have the Holy Spirit to appraise it. Those things that are spiritually appraised goes over their head. But somehow your personal testimony brings it down to earth. And they say, "I can get that. I can do that." And they get saved. It's ordinary. It's not the spectacular that glorifies God. God's already spectacular. He just wants the ordinary. You get what I'm saying? Let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to pray for us as a church and other churches, Lord God, that we can get a hold of this concept, Lord God, and just be available to you. Lord, you've given us your Spirit. You've empowered us with your Spirit. You've gifted us with your Spirit, Lord God. Help us just take that to the streets and be available to you in whatever way. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.